So I'm here with Valdis Bērziņš from Latviešu Fonds, or the Latvian Foundation. You were speaking today at the launch of this new history of the Salus Pils camp. In what capacity did you contribute to this project?
The Latvian Foundation has a fund that they sponsor every year, select some projects to sponsor, and this was now 6 years ago, was a project that was submitted, and the membership voted on it to grant the requested sum, and so we are, well, as you can see, the Latvian Foundation symbol is up on the screen as well.
And why was this a sort of project that you really wanted to support?
Well, Latvian Foundation supports cultural, historical kind of projects, and it's one of those that, again, the board selects or goes through the projects to make sure that they meet minimum standards, but above and beyond that, it's the membership at large that has the opportunity to decide, and it was an overwhelming vote to support the project.
And will the book be available in English as well?
In fact, that's what I was just talking to the publisher, that I personally feel that the book should be translated in English and also in Russian. I think in both those languages it would be very beneficial. I've already also talked to her about some possible candidates to do the translating into English. So I'm sure it's something that will happen.
One of the things that we just heard was that the book collects evidence that around 2,000 people were killed in the camp, which obviously is a terrible number, but it's a lot less than the up to 100,000 which during the Soviet period was talked about. How do you think people are going to react to this sort of information?
Hopefully they will react in a positive fashion, and in fact I find myself in other things that I've done, in books that I've sent over or taken over to the U.S. in English, and discs, especially documentary films, the people have just almost starving for these things, and just, man, I never realized this. I can't believe it. It's just unreal, because unfortunately the one thing that, well, I guess to some extent I myself was also subjected to some of that, but we the Western world were somewhat brainwashed in some of the things, because the Soviets, they were our allies, so they weren't that bad. They really, Nazis were our big enemies, so they couldn't have. And when these facts are coming out, people are very amazed. People are, and the intellectuals are very interested in realizing these things that they never even had the opportunity to learn.
And so do you think that this represents, you know, Latvia really coming to grips with its Holocaust history?
Latvia itself, I think, has come to grips quite a bit. There's still more of that that needs to take place. However, the things that they have to come to grips with aren't necessarily as horrible. Yes, they're horrible, no doubt about it. They're terrible, but not to the extent of what it's been blown out to be.